Yo, 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 welcome to another podcast. Q Reyes here. I don't have a title for this show. I'm just here trying to figure it out. I don't know what it's called yet. I don't care. Because, you know, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes we try to force something. You know, if it's not ready, it's not ready. And today I want to talk about something interesting. I want to talk about no. I want to talk about N-O. How to say no. How do you deny? How do you say not happening? And that's harder said than done. Some people have mastered that. Some people have mastered the art of saying no. They know how to decline situations. Some people do it, they're rude. Some people know how to do it tactfully. I never really learned how properly. And actually, I usually don't. It's very hard for me to say no. And I think it has to do with the way that you were kind of brought up. And I come from a family in my family nucleus that's very accommodating. You know, we try to, you know, we help people in my family. You know, we're like good people. We're like, it's hard for us to say no. I mean, I think that goes all around in my family where we just like to help. So if we can, we do it. And sometimes you can help. Sometimes you got the ability to help. But maybe it's not the right thing to do at the right time. And maybe you're hurting everybody, even yourself, when you try to help somebody that you can't. Maybe in your mind, you have the ability to help, but maybe it's not the right time because you got other things to do. Because when you start saying yes to everything and everybody, then you obviously, anytime you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. You're sacrificing something else. And most likely it's going to be whatever your plans are. That's what's going to be sacrificed, is you. So how do you say no? How do you, you know, how do you decline? And you know, because you almost feel like, especially when you are like me and you worry about what people think, because I actually do. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be like, man, I don't give a fuck. But I don't think that way. I'm concerned. And that's something natural to me. It's not something that I try to do. It's just, I'm you know, I don't know. I like to have an image that I think of myself and keep my, I got to stop that. And I think when you're trying to say no, you got to stop worrying about what people think. And it's harder said than done. I'm sorry. Easier said than done. It's harder done than said. And when you say no, you have repercussions, you know, where someone might look at you differently, or they, you know, they, I don't know, they might look at you like you don't want to help because you don't, you just don't want to. But it's not that. It's the fact that you're helping them, you're doing a disservice to you and them, because you're not going to give them your all because you got other things that you got going on. And then you're not doing the things you got to do because you are, you know, too busy with things that don't even matter to you, really. Because, you know, 90% of the stuff that people bring to you and ask for help with, you don't really care about. And because you care about that person, you get involved in things you don't care about. And that's hard to do. That's hard to define. And the best thing is to find something to say yes to. And everything else is going to be a no. You got to have that really well defined. Like if you're going to do, let's say, one thing. If it's not related to that one thing, it's an automatic no. And that just takes practice. That just takes practice. It takes a lot of practice and a lot of not caring what people think. But the same thing that maybe people get mad at you about because you said no are the same things that are going to respect you. They're going to respect you for it because they're going to see how well-defined you have your priorities. And the fact that you have priorities lets people know that your time is very valuable. If you're available to help everybody at any given moment, then that means that you're not, you know, your life is not worth anything because you're just there waiting for to help somebody else. But the fact is that you got to give yourself some value in your time. And you only got 24 hours of the day. You sleep for a certain part of that. Then you eat and you have other things that you got going on. You take a shower. A lot of time goes into yourself already without addressing your goals. So the minute you start telling people yes, then it's taking you away from your goals. It's taking you away from the things that you got to be doing. How do you say no? Just say no. And you can't care. You got to be cold-hearted. You got to find it in you. We all got it. You just have to exercise it. You have to say, you know what? I can't. You don't have to be rude. You can just, you know, I'm not able to help you right now. And let it go. You know, and there's going to be some people that are going to be persistent. And they might get through. If they're so persistent that it's that important, then you can weigh it in. But for the most part, most people are going to just back off the first time. Don't worry about, they're going to be there. You know, especially if it's a friend or family member, they're going to be there. What are they going to do? Stop being your family member? You know, they can't. So, and who cares what they say? You just got to be really firm with your nose as well. If you're, they're going to jump in and they're going to try to get you. So you have to be really firm. Like, no, I can't right now. I don't have time right now. I'm unable to. You guys just be direct. And you're doing them a favor because you're not going to waste their time of them thinking they can convince you otherwise. And at the same time, you are saving yourself time from having to say no several times. Just say no one good time. Like I said, I have a hard time doing that. So a lot of times I go into my reclusion mode where I don't even answer my phone because I'm afraid of favors. You know, everybody that's calling is always 90 something percent of the time is to ask for a favor or for some kind of help or for some way that they can better themselves. And that's fine. I mean, why would I be against that? But what about me? You know, when do I take time to do what I got to do? You know, and what's more important, what you got to do or what I got to do? Because when it comes down to pay my rent, you know, are you going to be there? Are you going to help me make up all the work that I might have missed because I was helping you? So you have to really, really, really get it in your thick skull that you got to say no. And just practice it. You know, for, you know, the next person that calls you asking for a favor, tell them no. And, you know, you do. I think if you do that like 30, 40 times, you're probably going to get the hang of it. And there's people that absolutely need your help. And you're going to have to weigh your situations. But also, when you have too many priorities, then it's harder to say no. You need to have one priority. It's like, what are you doing? What's the one thing you're doing right now? And focus on that. And then everything else, if it's related to that, then it could be a yes. But if it's not related to what you're doing, what your main focus is, then it's a no. It's automatic. It's easy, actually. Thinking about it in theory, it's easy to say no. It's just, okay, you need help with this. Does that help my agenda? No. There's your answer. No. Now, if maybe there's a benefit in it for your agenda in the long run or in the short term, it might be a yes. Don't commit to the yes, but it might just be a yes. But the minute you commit, you already are taking time away from your own time. And that time is very valuable. You don't have that much. You don't have that much time in your hands. So maybe if you stop taking showers, you can use that time to help somebody. But of course, you're going to eat. So maybe you stop eating and not go to lunch or whatever, then you can help somebody during that time. You probably won't do it because you know what's good for you. You need to eat in order to keep energy. So it's the same thing with your work. You need to work in order to get things done. So telling people no, it's a must. And you got to start practicing. And the next people that call you, you need to tell them, look, I can't right now. I'm unable to. No. And just be direct. I think people are going to appreciate that more than you saying yes to something you might not even be able to do. You might not even be able to complete. Even after you sacrifice all that time, you might not even be able to do what you said you were going to do for that person. So save yourself some trouble. Do yourself a favor and say no. Just say no to everything except you. You tell yourself yes. Whatever it is that you're going to do, just do one thing and do it right. Tell yourself yes. Everybody else no, unless it deals with what you got to do. All right. So until next time, I am out.